Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Chana liba bas nechagitel moshir ben peshadina. Simcha ben nechagitel lebracha bat slacha b'chol ma'aseh yudeyem. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Chof Aleph Amid Bey, says, that Rabbi Abo holds that whenever it says lo yochal, lo socha, lo sochlu, it means both Isser Achila and Isser Hana. Then at Chof Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, what about Kira Nashe? It says, Lo Yochlu. And then we learn that in the Mishnah, you're allowed to get Hana from the Kira Nashe. And just the Gemara that Rabbi Abo holds at Kira Nashe, even though it says Lo Yochlu, there's a Heter Hana because we're Matir Anavela Behana, the Torah is Matir Hana Behana. And Mimela, the Gid of the Nevela is also Mutter. Once the Gid of the Nevela is Mutter, all Gidim are Mutter Bahana. For the Gemara, that only works if you hold the Yesh Beginim in all same time, then you can consider it part of the Psar Nevela. But if you hold the End Beginim in all same time, Gidim don't have time, so you can't consider it part of the Nevela, so where's the Heter Hana? And for the Gemara, it's Taka true. Who holds End Beginim in all same time? Rabbi Shimon, who answers the Gid Bahana. So if Ein Begidim in the same time, and it's not included in the Vela, it's going to be Aser Bahana. Rabbi Abo holds the Rambam, Paskins, Perakhes, Melchus Machos Asura, Sachi Adalit, et Gira Nashes Mutter Bahana. Halacha Tesvavi, Paskin, like Rabbi Abo, whenever it says Lo Socha, Lo Socha, Lo Yoch, Lo Yocha, it means both Isser Achil and Isser Hana. So therefore you'd expect the Rambam would say that the Rambam is going to be matir the Gid Hanashe Bahana, and the Rambam would have to say that Yesh Beginim in Osein Tam. But the Rambam does, because then it's considered Basar like the Nevela, it has time. But Taka the Rambam Paskins in Perek Tesvav Lachi Yud Zayin, that ain't begin them in all same time. But it doesn't stem with the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you hold, ain't begin them in all same time, Kira Nash is Asur Bahana. And yet the Rambam holds, ain't begin them in all same time, and the Kira Nash is Mutter Bahana. So how does that fit you? The Rambam holds like Rabbi Abo, that Vasochlu, Layochlu means Isur Hana. So it should be Asur Bahana. The only way it's going to be Mutter is if it's, Yesh Megidim in the same time, then you could say it's Mutter Bahana, because it's going to be Mutter with the Nevela. Just like the Nevela is Mutter, so to the Gid, which also has time, is Mutter. But the Rambam Paskins, that's Ein Megidim in the same time. And yet the Rambam says the Gid Anosh is Mutter Bahana. But if it has no time, what's Matir with Bahana? Can't say it's Mutter Alts Nevela, because it doesn't have time. Not considered part of the Besar Nevela. So how does the Rambam figure? There are many, many answers to this kasha. We've already had two shiurim, where we offered numerous answers. The previous year we saw a profound mahalach of Gaon Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and the first year we summarized about five other terutzim. Now we're going to go with the terutz of Shlomo Alevi Warman, Zichrono Levracha, the great author of the Sheiros Yosef. This is in Chelek Beis of the Sefer, but so is also published in the Hapardes Torah Journal. Very prolific author of Warman, Zichrono Levracha. It's also Rosh Hashiva at Hank, Yeshiva in Nassau County. In the 8th parak of Ilchus Machos Asuras Halacha above the Rambam Paskins, that if a person eats Gid Hanash of Nevela or of a Tshreif or of an Ola, he's Chayiv Shtayim. The Kesef Mishnah he brings from the Tshuvas HaRashba, who asks that in Chulin Peites it's Mochach, that if you hold Ein Begidim in Osein Tam, there's no Isser Mukdashim. So how's he Chayiv Shtayim? I understand Nevela, because Alts Nevela and Alts Gid Hanash, Tshreif, Alts Tshreif and Alts Gid Hanash, And how does Ola figure in? If you hold in the beginning of the same time, he's not chayav al tzola. So why does he get it for Ola also? So we can answer by starting with a Rashi. The Rashi ben Chulin, when Sadi Beis Amid Beis asks, is Machokas and Yesh Begidim in Osein Tam? Are they arguing about whether it has taste? They're arguing about something that's falsifiable? Can't say it has taste if it doesn't. Very simple. Give it to a Kfela. Give it to a non-Jewish guy. Let him taste it and see. Tell us if it has taste or not. It's not the derech of Chachamim to argue in a mitzvah like this. Does it have taste or doesn't it have taste? Let the goy tell you. Or now that he's allowed to. So the Rashba concludes that maybe, since we're talking about tam mashu, shtikel tam, you're not samech on this kfeila, on this goy. In the Meshiv Nefesh, he explains that the Kuli Alma Yeshbo Tam Kolish. Everybody holds this a little bit of Tam. So Mandamar Yeshbo Gidim Inosin Tam holds that Tam Kolish is Osir. And Mandamar Enbi Gidim Inosin Tam holds that a Tam Kolish, a Shvacha Tam, a weak Tam, is Mutter. And it's Xeris HaKosa, that even though it's Eitz, even though it's like wood, the Torah answered it. So that is how the Meshiv Nefesh understands the Rashba. Not exactly sure that that's what the Rashba meant, but we'll go with the Meshiv Nefesh Malach, that the Etzem Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that it has a Tam, and that the Tam is a Tam Kolish. And the Machlokas is, if you hold Yesh Begidim Inosin Tam, Tam Kolish is considered a Tam. And if you hold the Ein Begidim Inosin Tam, a Tam Kolish is not considered a Tam. And it's Mutter. It's not giving time to other things, but you're not allowed to eat it, even though it's eitz, even though it doesn't have time, but it's still considered eitz. And despite the fact that it's considered like eitz, Torah answered it. So now, Yesh Makom L'Stapik, and Halach of Ein Megid V'Noisin Tam, is the beer that the gid itself has tam basar, and even such a weak tam, such a faint, such a vague tam, is considered a cheftza of tam. Just since it's a tam kolish, it can't give tam to other foods, to asu them. What does it mean? That not only does it not give tam to other things, but it doesn't have tam itself. It's only that it's not noisein tam to other foods. But it has tam itself. It's considered a cheftz of tam. Or no. It's not even considered a cheftz of tam. And therefore there's not tam baser even for the git itself. With the MS we can bring a raya brewer for this chakir from the Gemara Pesachim. That the mandam rei nevi noisein tam. It's not included in the heter of nevela. Rashi says that according to this opinion, that in the beginning of Noisin Tam, Lav Tam Basar Ispuel Abikat Somos. It's like bones. So you see that the biur is that in the beginning of Noisin Tam is that such a Tam Kolish is not a Cheftz of Tam. It's not Tam Basar even on the Gid itself. If it had Tam Basar, then it would be Asr together with it would be Mutter Rehano together with the Nevela. Since it doesn't have tam bechalal, kilu, it has tam kolish, but it's not considered a cheftz of tam. It's not enough. It's too faint to be considered tam. And meila, it's not included in the heter of hanam in avela. It's not considered a cheftz of tam. If that's true, then we could be in the yashiv, the kasha, the place in simon samachesiv cotton bays. Who asks in the gemara psachim that it says who do we hear that holds and begins in tam Reb Shimon. Why doesn't it say Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Baroka? Because he also holds in Chulin 99b that ain't begidim in Osein Tam. We paskin like him. what happened to Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher b'Yochanan Broka. So maybe the Shita b'Yochanan Broka is that the Gid itself has Tam Basar, and that's considered a Chefetz of Tam. It just doesn't have Koach to give Tam to other foods. So therefore you can't say that he's the one who holds that it's not Mutter Bahana together with Nevela. Because he would hold that even though Elmigin Osir Tam would be Mutter with the Nevela because it itself has Tam. It just doesn't give Tam to other foods. But Shimon holds that it itself is considered that it has no Tam. The Tam is so Kalish. Not only doesn't it give Tam to other foods, but its own Tam is not considered Tam. Okay, it's Baalm and Mamel, it's not included in the Heter of Hanam and Nevela. And with this, we can answer Piskei Rambam. And maybe holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Broka. And the beer is that Ein Begidim and El Saint Tam is that it doesn't have koch to give Tam to other foods, but to get itself, maybe it has the Tam, it's considered that it has Tam Basa. And this is Mefurish B'Lashon HaRambam, Perek Tesvot Machol Sesur, Shagid Eino Oser, Shein Begidim and El Saint Tam. There the Rambam is indeed talking about asering other foods. It talks about Sharasun Shabbatara Kulan Kugon Basar Shkatzer Musam Khalif Dam Khayatibize Bahan Shiurim Bashishim. So you need 60 times all the other surim. And he talks about the fat of the gid, you need 60. And then the Rambam says the gid itself isn't measured, and it doesn't cause other substances to be forbidden. Because the gid doesn't impart flavor. So the Rambam taka paskins, like we wanted to say in Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Broka, that ein begid in those time doesn't mean it doesn't have time itself, it means it doesn't give time to other things. But it does have time itself. It just doesn't give time to other foods. And if that's true, then it's gevaldik. That the Rambam holds that Gid Anosh is Mutter Bahana. Why? Because even though Ein Begidim Eino Osein Tam, it's not giving time to other foods, but it itself has time. The Tam Kolosh is considered a Chefetz of Tam. And the Mela is considered Mutter together with the Nevela. Nevela is Mutter Bahana. So to the Gid, which itself has a Chefetz of Tam. So the Rambam is not passing like Rav Shimon. Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Broka. That he was a different Havan of Ein Begidim Eino Osein Tam, just that it's not giving Tam to other foods, but it itself has Tam. Emela, it's included in the Heter Nevela. And also for Enfer Tekasha, of the Kesef Mishnah from the Chuvas HaRashba, the Rambam paskins that if you'd get an Osh of Nevela or of a Treifer of an Ola Yechayv Shtayim, Ein Begidim Eino Osein Tam, we see in Chulin Peites Smuchach that Laman Domer Ein Begidim Eino Osein Tam Ein Isser Mukdashim Noeg Bo. There's no Isser Mukdashim. So how does that stem with the Rambam? Why would you be Chayv Shtayim for eating Gid Anosha and Ola? Al to Ola and Al to Gid Anosha. If Ein Begidim and Al Saint Ham, there's no Isser Mukdashim. So you shouldn't be Chayv Shtayim. So the answer is that only according to Rav Shimon, that we say that Ein Isser Mukdashim Noeg B'Gid Anosha, because he holds that the Gid itself doesn't have Tam Basar. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Broka, which says that the basar itself does have to, the gid itself does have time, it just doesn't give time to other things. And the melech's going to, the isser mukdashin is going to be no equal. So, yesh od laharich. But we'll conclude here. And we saw the Rambam is the chorus of the sugya, and we concluded that the Rambam holds not like the sugya, that ain't megidim our sugya, that ain't megidim us in time means that it doesn't have time at all. The Rambam holds it does have time, it just doesn't give time to other things. And that explains why it's a mutter b'hana, because it's included in the heter of Nevela, and that explains why Isser Mukdashim Noigbo. Because it's considered Basar. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.